to Sittingbourne Baptist Church Youth Recording. And this recording is geared to the Ignite group who are going to school in reception to year 6. It's for the broadcast on the 22nd of March 2020, where we would have been looking at Mothering Sunday. So we'll be talking a lot about mothers today. My name is Kuda. I'm one of the youth leaders at Sittingbourne Baptist Church. I teach across all the age groups, and I would have been teaching you today if we were in church. But because of the virus and all the ways we are having to be careful, we can't meet. But I thought it would be important for you to have something that was geared for your age group anyway. So wherever you're listening to this, and whenever you're listening to it, I hope it blesses you and it makes you feel good at the end. Right, so before we start, we're going to have a little quiz, and it's just for fun. So see how well you do. It's called Who Am I? And you are trying to guess the name of the mother that I am describing. So I'll give you 6 clues. For the first clue, there are 6 points you can have. And if you don't get the name right at that stage, because it's a little bit hard, you might get it on the second clue. And for the second clue, there are 5 points you can have. And we'll keep going down the clues, and I will tell you how many points until we get to the last clue, which has the name of the child. So hopefully that will make it super easy for you to guess what the name of the mother is. So the first clue is that this mother did not expect to get pregnant. She didn't expect to get pregnant. So if you guess the name now and it is right, you would have 6 points. For 5 points, when he grew up, her son had to speak to people that did not always want to listen. So he had to speak to people who didn't always want to listen. If you can guess the mother's name, you would have 5 points. For 4 points, this mother's son had disciples who followed his teachings. So, do you think you know who the mother is? That would be for 4 points. For 3 points, this son lived in the desert and ate locusts and honey. Can you guess the name of the mother? What was his mother's name? For 2 points, the clue is that this son grew up to baptize people in the River Jordan. Who do you think his mother was? Do you know? And for the last clue, for 1 point, this mother's son was called John. Do you know this mother's name? Remember, we're trying to guess the name of the mother. Do you know her name? I hope you did well with that. And the answer is Elizabeth, who was the mother of John the Baptist. We can find out all of her story in Luke chapter 1. If you want to have a read of it later on, please feel free to do so in your Bibles. So, while we're thinking about mothers on Mothering Sunday, why do mothers do the jobs they do? They do a lot of jobs for us. They do a lot of things to help us and to help our life keep ticking over. So why do mothers do those jobs? While you're thinking about that, I do want to tell you that you can get in touch with the church by phoning the phone number, and mums and dads will probably have that number. You can look it up on the website, and you can also send an email that I would get, and that would be on youth at sbc www.jesus-church.org.uk. So feel free to send an email and I will be able to reply directly. If mums and dads send an email with a phone number that I can use to get in touch with you, then I will definitely give you a call just to find out how things are going during this difficult time that the whole country is going through. Because I am very, very interested to know how you're doing and to make sure that you're okay. I know you have a lot of people around you that love you, but it'll be just nice to keep tabs during this time when church is not meeting to find out how you're doing. So, if mums and dad do send an email, I can also reply with a quiz that you can do about mothers and the jobs that they do. It's a word search, so there are 10 jobs that it says mothers do. One of them is cleaner. Mothers usually keep the house clean and tidy, whether they are doing it themselves or they are asking for your help. They monitor the house and make sure it's clean and tidy. Mothers drive us around. They are drivers, and they drive us to school, to activities, to different things. And mothers nurse us. They act as a nurse to look after us when we're ill, and also to make sure that we don't get ill. So sometimes they might give us some health things that we need to do. For example, washing our hands is very important at the moment. And maybe our mothers are having to remind us to wash our hands. And that is very, very important. Our mothers are cooks. They clean the kitchen and make sure food is prepared in a hygienic way so that we don't get ill. And also so that we have the right type of foods to eat and that these foods are good for us. Mothers are like housekeepers and they look after the whole house, make sure there's toilet paper, and they make sure that we have cushions in the sitting room if we need them, that there's nothing to trip us on the floor. So they keep the house. They are also bankers. That's another thing that mothers might do. They make sure that we have money for school trips or that bills are paid on time and things like that. Mothers are teachers. They teach us different things, not just by what they do, but also what we see them doing. They can teach us how to be organized, and they can also help us with our homework. So it's not just direct teaching of like how to write neatly or how to organize our life, but also they teach us by some of the things that they do. And mothers are advisors. We can go to them and ask for how we can open a bank account or whether we should go out on certain days, and maybe it's that it's too cold. So they can give us advice, not just about little things, but also about our lives. Mothers usually know us quite well, so they know what will be good for us to do. If we want to take up a sport, or we want to do something, we can go to our mothers to ask them whether they think it's a good idea or not. Mothers can be a judge in our lives. They can look at what we're doing and decide if we need a treat, or we might need some punishment or some sanctions. So mothers might take away things that we like if we have been bad. And if we have been good, they might give us a treat. They might give us something nice. Sometimes if we have siblings, they might have to be a judge between two people that are not agreeing with each other. And mothers would have to stand there and sort of sort it all out and work out who's right and who's wrong, and what should be done about that. Mothers are carers. They look after us, not just when we're sick, but they make sure we have the things that we need. They organize, they help to organize our lives and make sure we have the books we need for school. And at this time, they might make sure that we have enough exercise. So they care a lot about the things that go on with us. And maybe sometimes things don't go quite the way they should with some mothers. But most of the time, mothers show love to their children. And it's not hard for them to show this love to their children. They enjoy sharing time with their children. But every now and again, there might be a mother who struggles with that. And what we can do as children is to pray for our mothers and to pray that they will be blessed and they will be happy and that they will not find all these jobs too much for them to do and that they will enjoy spending time with us. That would be great. So some of the things, if you see your mom doing something that is not right, or something that is worrying you a little bit, you can pray. You can take it to God, and God can help your mother to do the right thing and to sort out whatever needs doing. Sometimes people's mothers have passed away, or they might not be around. They might work in a different place, or they might be in a different country for one reason or the other. But God always provides other people around us that act as mothers. They might be the people that drive us to certain places or that cook and clean for us. But God always makes provisions for us so that if we don't have a mother's love, we will have somebody around us who provides that love for us in a different way. But mothers don't just do the things in that worksheet that I have just spoken about. Mothers also show love to us in different ways. Sometimes they might do something special for us that they know we enjoy, and that's a way of them showing us their love. They respect us by letting us use our time the way that we can. Or they might knock on your door to enter, and that's showing respect. Mothers are very caring people. They show that they love and care for you in different ways. Sometimes by spending time with you. Sometimes by giving you something that they know you love. Mothers show a lot of kindness as well. And remember, I'm not just talking about the mother who gave birth to you. I'm also talking about aunts around you, grandmas. They can be mother figures too. Some people have stepmoms. Some people have moms that are your mom's friends, and they act like a mom to you sometimes because they show you patience or they show you kindness. I am going to be sending, I have already sent 4 Mother's Day cards this year. One to my mom in London. She's still alive. I have my mother-in-law in Orpington. I sent her a card because she has shown me a lot of love. And every year I appreciate the things that she does for me. I know one of the things she does is to pray for me. I've also sent one to my uncle's wife because a lot of the time she asks about my children and she's very caring and very generous to me. My mother's sister is my 4th card, and I sent her a card because whenever I go to her house, although she doesn't always talk a lot to us, whenever we are leaving, she gives us something to take away, even if it is just a box of jelly babies or something like that. She always makes sure we go away with something. So I know that's how she shows her love to me. And I'm sure there are people around you that show their love to you in different ways. And some of these are our mothers, and some of them are other ladies around us that we need to show our appreciation to. So, mothers do a lot of different things, and they show a lot of patience with us, and sometimes they're very generous towards us. What you could do to appreciate your mom is to take a piece of paper, and on it, you could draw a picture of a mum. I love the pictures my children do. Sometimes they don't always look like the things they're supposed to look like, but I still enjoy them. And then you could draw around that picture all the things your mum does for you that you appreciate. all the little things they might do, like making sure you've got the right clothes, making sure those clothes are clean and dry, making sure that your room is tidy, making sure that you do homework, making sure that you're doing your schoolwork, making sure that you're being safe. So there are lots of different ways that our moms can show us love, and there are lots of different things that we can appreciate about our moms. So why not design a card or write your mom a letter? Because we're going to have a lot of time in the house now than we would normally. We're going to have more time to spend being creative, being thoughtful and kind. Why not use that time to do something special for your mom? Because we can't go out to buy them cards. We can't go out to take them to restaurants or something like that to show them we love them. So we have to really think of different ways of showing our moms that we love them. So how do you feel about all those things that your mom does for you? I'm sure there are a lot of things there that you're grateful for, and a lot of things that you appreciate, because moms are always on duty. They don't take a day off. They don't take a holiday from being your mom. They are your mom all the time. And most of us, at the first sign of trouble, if we get hurt, or if something is going wrong in our lives, we look for our moms. They're the person that we want to have with us to say, I want you here because I know you will sort it out. And remember, I'm not just talking about your biological mom or the mom that gave birth to you. Sometimes there are other people around you that are your moms or act like your moms and show you that love. And those are people that you can appreciate as well. So now we're going to have a look at what the Bible says. And from this, we are going to find our memory verse. So we're going to look at the book of Exodus. That's in the Old Testament. And in this Bible, God was giving out the commandments, the Ten Commandments, to Moses, so that he will tell the children of Israel. And there were a lot of commandments that he gave. But we've taken these Ten Commandments to be some of the most important ones that we need to focus on. The Bible has them in the book of Exodus, chapter 20 and verse 12. And it says, honor your father and mother. Then you will live a long, full life in the land the Lord God is giving you. So, this is the only commandment that God gave to Moses that has a promise. It asks you to do something, and then it tells you what you will get if you do it. It says, honor your father and mother, then you will live a long, full life in the land that the Lord God is giving you. So God is saying, if you do this thing, if you honor your mother, this great thing will happen for you. But he doesn't actually tell us how to honor our mother. He doesn't give us instructions of, you must wash the dishes, or you must make her life easier, or you must give her a smile in the morning. He doesn't actually tell us. And that is because it's going to be different for everyone. One of the way I honor my mother is I phone her every day. Every day I speak to her on the telephone. And sometimes I don't have a lot to say, but I know that she loves it when I phone her. And she sees that as a way that I am honoring her, because I am giving up my time to talk to her and to find out what she's been up to. And sometimes we have a lot of news and sometimes we don't have a lot of news. But I make sure that every day I speak to her. And just giving her my time is a way that I honor my mother. So you have to think, what can you do to honor your mother? How will you show that you are honoring your mother? I love it when my children honor me with a cup of tea. That makes me very happy. So, that would be a way that you could show honor to your mother. You could give her something. And I'm sure on Mother's Day, you are planning to give her something. But don't let it just be something that you do for Mothering Sunday and then stop the rest of the year. Because like I said, our mothers are always on duty, looking after us, cooking and cleaning, teaching us things, and making sure we get to where we need to be. And also making sure that we take care of ourselves. So they don't stop doing that. So we should not stop showing our love and appreciation of them. So don't just do it for one Sunday and then stop. Make sure that every now and again, even if it was once a week or once a month, do something nice for your mom to show that you're honoring them and show that you love her. And remember, I'm not just talking about your mom in the house. I'm also talking about other people around you, aunties, grandmas, that act like moms to you, that help you and send you Christmas and birthday cards maybe, or that help to drive you to the places you need to if your mom is not able to. So, then the Bible says, if you do this thing and honor your mom with a cup of tea or whatever you do to honor your mom, you will live a long, full life in the land that the Lord God is giving you. Again, it's not saying exactly what you're going to get out of this. It is not saying that you will get a Barbie doll, or you will get a really good grade at school, or that you will get a football. It is not telling us what a long, full life means. Because a long, full life for you could be different to a long, full life for me. So God is saying, if you do this thing in your own way, I will bless you and I will give you a long, full life, and that is going to be whatever you need it to be. And we have to trust God that He knows the things we need. He knows that we don't want to be at home bored all the time while schools are closed. He knows that we need certain foods to keep our bodies healthy so that we don't get the coronavirus. So the long full life He gives you could be any one of these things. And maybe you think you know the thing you need. But I'll tell you what, God definitely knows the things you need. So maybe the long full life will be one of those little surprise things He gives you. Like a super special, exciting day that you didn't expect. That could be part of the long full life that God promises you if you honor your mother and your father. But because we're focusing on Mother's Day, I will just say mother. So if you look after your mother and you honor them by doing the things they ask you to do, by not arguing and being cross, and just loving them and giving them stuff every now and again, God says He will do something good for you. And I love when God does something good for me, because sometimes I don't know what that's going to look like, but I know it's going to be good. Anyway, that is what I wanted to share with you about what the Bible says about honoring your mother, not just on Mother's Day, but throughout all your life. And if by any chance there is anyone who is not talking to their mom, or they have some problem with their mom, and you feel that it would help you to talk to somebody about it, even though we are not meeting in church, please feel free to phone the church office to speak to someone. Or if you want to speak to me personally, you can always send an email to the email address, which is youth@sbc-church.org.uk, and I will make sure that I reply. And if you put a phone number, if you'd like me to call you, I will definitely give you a call and find out how you're coping with this time when schools are closed and all these things are changing in the world around us, because I am very interested to know what you're doing. So remember the craft idea I gave you of writing a card, or writing a letter, or writing a little note to your mum, drawing a picture to show how much you love and appreciate her for all the things you do. Remember that if parents send an email, I can email you the resources we have, which is a word search for today, about all the amazing jobs that mothers do. So, until next time, when it'll either be myself giving you another lesson, another Sunday school lesson, or it might be one of the other teachers. So, do take care, and before we go, let us just pray together. Thank you, Lord, that we have this means of getting in touch with each other while we are not able to meet at church. I pray for all the children that have listened and all the ideas I have given them about mothers and how you see mothers and how important they are to our lives. Not just the mothers that gave birth to us, but also those that are mothers in different ways around us. I pray, Lord, that you will help us to appreciate mothers and to see the amazing things that they do for us. And you will give us some amazing ideas of how we can show them honor so that we will get the long life that you have promised in your word to us. Help us, O God, to be patient and kind to our mothers and to love them just like you love us. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. God bless you and speak to you.